Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How do you know what belongs to you? How do you know what belongs to others? I often see personalized tags on people's cars. That tag identifies who that car belongs to. People tag their bags when they travel, so when they arrive at baggage claim, they can identify what belongs to them. People find creative ways to claim what belongs to them. They may use their own image, a nickname, an imprint, a mascot, or a certain handshake, and so many other things. When you drive into the parking lot of some offices, the parking spaces are tagged identifying who should park in that space. In Luke chapter 20, verses 20 through 26, it is written, "So they watched him and sent spies who pretended to be righteous that they might seize on his words in order to deliver him to the power and the authority of the governor. Then they asked him, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you say and teach rightly, and you do not show personal favoritism, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, 'Why do you test me? Show me a denarius. Whose image inscription does it have on it?' They answered and said, 'Caesar.' And he said to them, 'Render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' But they could not catch him in words in the presence of the people, and they marveled at his answer and kept silent. These spies were sent to trap Jesus, asking whether it was right to pay taxes to Caesar or not. They knew if Jesus said yes, they could label him a traitor. If he said no, they had the power to report him to the Roman authorities. Their plan was to silence Jesus, but he knew what was in their heart and posed a different question. He turned the tables on them. Taxes were not the issue, but surrender was. So Jesus asked the spies, 'Whose image was on the denarii?' And they replied, 'Caesar's.' Jesus told them, 'If Caesar's image is on the coin, they should render to Caesar the things that belong to him, and render to God the things that belong to him.' Caesar's image was on the coin, and God has made man in his image and after his likeness. Jesus was sharing with them that since God's image is on them, they should surrender their lives to him. What about you? You were made in God's image and after his likeness. Shouldn't you surrender to him? His image is on you. I encourage you today to give your life to him, that he might introduce you to who you really are in him." These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.